Welcome to A Voice of a People Live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? For the Lord is great and He's greatly to be praised. It's good to be back with you one more time. Sorry about my music. Advertisements went way too long and my music didn't play. So here I am though. I'm still here. I thank God for that. Another day, another moment. Another time with my favorite audience. Thank you so much. I am live right now on www.wwgh1071.com, and I'm live right now on that TuneIn app, which many of you are familiar with, and those who would like to be familiar with or know someone who wants to be a part of our show, please share the information with them and how they can get us on that TuneIn app. Once it is downloaded and in the search bar, type in WWGH. I'm also live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944 if you would just like to be a part of the show. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And not only that, I thank those who are faithful listeners and supporters of A Voice of a People Live right here on WGH Talk with Linda Sims. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And along with you supporters and first-time listeners, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-382-8552. They are among faithful, long-time supporters. And I have one more to share with you, and that's Logos Christian Ministers, Past Ministries. Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Unless they cancel, this is the first month of their free produce of this year, and it starts April the 19th at 12 noon until 2 p.m. at the above mentioned address, 582 Lee Street. If you need free produce, or if you know someone else who may need free produce, please mark your calendars. Have them mark their calendars. They will be giving away free produce April the 19th, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Thank you so very much. And we did start something new here on the show. Pray for those who are in need. Pray for those who are suffering from maybe illnesses, surgeries, maybe a loss of a loved one, which, since I mentioned that, a friend of mine, I'm trying to think of her last name, Lewis. Sister Vicky McGarry lost her dad last evening. His name was Lewis. He was a long worker of Whirlpool Corporation and retired from there. Please lift up that family in prayer. It will be a great loss to them. And thank you for that. And anyone else you know that needs prayer for going through bereavement, loss of a job, loss of a mate, loss of a child. It's just so many things for us to lift up in prayer. Not only that, pray for our nation. Pray for the heads of our nation, those who are in authority and calling out or dictating or calling out all the shots. Okay, let us pray for them that God gives them wisdom, His wisdom, not manly and worldly wisdom, to lead and guide us through these turbulent times that we are living in. Thank you so much for that. Okay, I have a few announcements, starting with the homeless, Heart of Ohio Homeless Shelter, which is located at 326 West Fairground Street in Marion, Ohio. They are always in need of donations like copy paper, envelopes, stamps, toilet paper, paper towels, 13-gallon trash bags, laundry detergent, floor cleaner, bleach, disinfectant spray, dish soap, bath towels, washcloths, and not only that, also volunteers by calling 740-387-4550. Again, 740-387-4550 for volunteers. So keep the shelter in mind. because they are always in need. And as we all know, some of us are only a paycheck away from being homeless. And you know, I feel like the day we're living in now is more prominent, more possible than ever for people to be homeless. It is a growing phenomenon right now that we live in. It would be nice if we could curtail that and stop some of that. But, you know, we only have so much power, right? Right. Okay, there's a couple other things I would like to share with you that will be taking place in our community. And that is a couple things that Heritage Hall will be doing. And Heritage Hall is not only, it is our Marion County Historical Society, known as Heritage Hall, located on East Church Street. Now, this event will be taking place. Let me get it for you. Oh, we just had the night of at Heritage Hall. That was last Saturday. That was really exciting. And they had like Rod Serling hit there, the guy who was the producer or creator of Twilight Zone, which still runs on our TVs on different channels, you know, or channel apps. He was there. Thomas Jefferson was there. I was able to talk to those. You know, they're in costume and they have studied these characters and they can give you a whole bunch of information about them. Not only that, the first African-American beauty salon, there was a representative for that, the Moore sisters, right? They had a lady presenting for them. She was there. It was just really a fun night at Heritage Hall. So the next event that will be coming up is Marion History Shared by Those Who Are Living in It. And these are lifetime experiences of people that live here now. And this is sponsored by the Kiwanis. Brings back the Capture the Moment History Dinner. Marion's History Shared by Those Who Are Living It. Okay, this will take place at Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. The cost is $15 per person. The deadline to buy tickets is May the 7th. It begins at 5:30 p.m. Viewing of presenters and memorabilia. 6 p.m. is Buffet Dinner with America. 250th Dessert Celebration of Our Nation's History, which is our 250th birthday celebration, which is taking place all year long. Okay. 7 p.m. individuals entrenched in Marion's history share their stories. You can get your tickets at the Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 198 West Center Street. The CVB accepts cash or checks only for the tickets. The Marion County Historical Society, 169 East Church Street. You can pick up your tickets there as well. Some of the presenters will be John Buck, Ryan McCall, Howie Smith, Sarah Russell, Lowell Thurston, W. Bohannon, and Laura Troutman, and many more will be presenting their life history in Marion, Ohio. They are the presenters. So if you can, get your tickets, $15, get your family together or your girlfriend or your boyfriend and go out there and have a good evening, okay? Guess what? It's a new month. It's April. April the 2nd already. You know, and I did want to talk about April Fool's Day and how that began and all that, which I'll possibly do next hour. But this is starting out. What human? I have an almanac, which I do love. It has so much information on them. Okay. And also, the Passover began at sundown on the 1st. And Good Friday is the 3rd. So many people have church services on Good Friday. Some do the seven last words or phrases of Christ before he gave up the ghost, gave up the spirit, and died on the cross. And they enlighten people about what those words really meant. So if your church or someone you know, someone else's church, a friend's church, please try to be there. Because, you know, the more we know about Christ, the better off we are. The more our children know about Christ, the better off they are. Especially in the day and time that we live in. Okay, now we know there are a lot of daisies out there and they're popping and they're beautiful, right? And I saw a yard yesterday where they were just lined all the way around the house. So beautiful, such a beautiful sunshine color, yellow. Okay, yes. What human music could express for us the sound of a field of daisies waking with the sun? Could anything so delicate ever get in at our ears as the breathing of a field of sleeping daisies? And that remark was made by Reverend Peter Taylor Forsyth, Scottish clergyman, 1848-1921. So, you know, this time of year is just so beautiful. It's life beginning once again, and also brings us to like Resurrection Day, you know, where new life began. Christ died, buried, and resurrected from the dead. New life began. And, you know, if you need a change in your life, it could be a new life for you as well. It's never too late to change. It's never too late to do better, especially if you want to do better. If you think that you need a change, you can change. It's just in the works. It's just in the making. And it's all about making up your mind that that is exactly what you want to do. Okay, I do have a call-in guest today. I just got to give him the number, right? Sorry. 7403 83. Yes, 9944. Absolutely. Okay, they will be calling in a moment. And it's my daughter. Her name is Tomika Smith. And she will be talking to us about foster care. The ins and the outs, the benefits or the downfalls of it. But, you know, it is a hot topic right now today. A lot of people are into foster care. Hold on one moment here. Hello, caller. You are on the air, and how are you today?
Hello. I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So glad you could take a moment to talk to us today.
Sure.
Yeah, and I thought it's such a hot topic, foster care. You hear about good foster parents, you hear about bad foster parents, you hear about good experiences with children and teenagers, and then you hear about some that have been so terribly abused, and a lot of people wonder, well, how does that even happen? But what has been your experience so far with foster care? And not only that, what led you and your husband to that decision to be foster parents?
I would say a couple of things. My husband is has been a hairdresser for over 35 years, hairdresser/barber. And he said that he wanted to retire and do something that he has, you know, that he's been groomed to do in ministry. He's also a pastor. And he started this job that was just hand-given to him. No interview, no anything, hand-given to him, because he mentors a lot of teenage boys in schools, in different groups, like the Old Huddle group, and that's something that's here that's popular in Wayne County where we live. And he got a job being a trauma therapist. And there's a lot of kids that go in and out of there, and a lot of kids that need homes. And one day he came home, and he said, Meek, what do you think about being a foster parent? Foster to adopt, because that's the program that we entered, was a foster to adopt parent. That means you foster the kids for a year, and then you have the option to adopt them if you would like. And I said, I think it'd be a great idea. I thought about it for a little bit. We prayed about it, and we thought it was a good idea, and we went forward.
Okay. Not only that, let people know how old you both are, and then you decided to take on this big challenge. Like 50 years old, right? Oh, my gosh. I thought, oh, my gosh, you want to get old and then be a foster parent. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of challenges came with that. And did I even say introduce yourself, please?
My name is Tomika Smith. And my husband is Marcus Smith. I was born and raised in Marion, Ohio, and now I live in Wooster, Ohio with my family.
Right, and you are a chef?
I am a licensed baker.
Okay.
Chef.
Right.
And I'm also a certified dietary manager and a certified professional. I'm sorry, my youngest baby is in my lap.
That's okay.
A certified professional.
Certified professional. We lost you there.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
We can't hear you, babe. Sorry. Did we lose you? Are we on mute? Which we may be on mute. I don't know. Let's see. Hopefully you can come back soon. What a challenge that is to be in your 50s and decide that, you know, you want to be a foster parent and take on this. It has to be a great...
Hello?
All right, you're
there
back.
There we go.
Okay, thanks.
Certified professional nutrition person.
Okay, that's great. And so you agree with your husband that this is what you two were going to do. Now, what were some of the challenges that you faced?
We did it during COVID. Mm-hmm. Right when we got our kids, we've been doing it since 2019, and COVID came. And so a lot of things was, like, backed up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the kids a year. And we was waiting for that breakthrough, but the breakthrough didn't come. So the mother decided that she wanted her children back. So we was fine with that, you know. Treat your children right, you get back, because everybody deserves a chance.
Right.
And so we had faced that challenge, and we went to the kids had to have, like, visits with their mom. They started out being supervised visits.
Okay, so what were the ages of the children when you received them?
4 months old, 2 years old, and 3 years old. Now, granted, when we first got the kids, we just wanted the baby so we can raise the baby up. We figured it might be a little harder getting the older kids, but we learned that through time it's the same. It's the same. They all need love. They all need protection. They all need guidance, direction. And, so when we got the 4-month-old, we had them till she was... So the challenge, let me finish the question first. Let me answer the question. So the challenges was the back and forth visits. And then after you do so much work with training them and teaching them and loving them, and then you send them back to their parents, and those visits went from 2 hours a week to like an overnight stay and then a weekend stay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they never finished their weekend stay. They would always stay one day, and then we would always get called to come back and get them because something would happen or something of that nature. But their behaviors when they came back were so out of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we faced, a lot of bad behaviors, because when you go, the difference with our children is they have a lot of siblings, older siblings, younger siblings, so yeah, their behaviors, and you have to work with those patiently.
Right. Wow. Yeah, I can understand that, you know, and most kids deal with that, you know, when they get away from what they're used to, and they get over to someone else where it's a little bit more lenient and they can possibly do what they want to do, or maybe, you know, the other children don't like them because they're not really there all the time like they are, you know, so they also face challenges, you know, and don't know how to handle it, you know, so that's good to share with other people. Maybe other people are even thinking about, you know, going into foster care because there's so many children that are misplaced, and there are a lot of teenagers that are misplaced as well.
A lot. See, it's a obscene amount of people. Like 14,000 to 16,000 children need foster care. Just that's just in Ohio.
Wow.
And they only have over 7,000 foster homes.
So it's a shortage.
But that's a lot of kids that's out there. They're just out there.
Right. Right. Wow.
So, but when you do get into it, you have to have an open mind. You do. And if you don't have an open mind, and now I'm a type of person where I have OCD with cleanliness and organization, okay? So when we first got the kids, that was really hard for me. I had to really sit back, take a deep breath, do some meditation, because you figure 2 years old and 3 years old, they're all over the place. And they're different than when I raised my son, because my son is 36 now. So it was different. When I told him to do something, he did it, you know, but you have to treat them a little bit different.
Right.
So that was... And my husband kept saying, Meek, you're just going to have to let it go until you figure out a plan or something of that nature, you know. So I did. I heard someone say, well, there's a cleanup song that kids, you know, a little bouncy little tune. So when it's time for them to clean up, put that bouncy little tune on or start singing it. And kids, they love to hear, like, little, you know, quirks of music and stuff like that. You know, they get their little head bouncing, their little body start moving. And it was like, clean up, clean up. Let's put your stuff up. And, you know, they started, and I had toy boxes. Put all your stuff in your toy boxes. Now, when I first started, toys were in my living room, kitchen. I was like, I'm going to have to do something about this. So that's just me. Now, there's probably other foster parents out there that allow it. But for me, I said, no toys come in my living room. Kitchen, they stay in your room. So I had to have some type of organization. And now that's what I have. No toys come out in my living room, dining room, kitchen. They all stay in their bedroom.
Okay.
They have play areas in there. They have nice bedrooms. They have big toy boxes they can put their stuff in, shelves they can put their stuff on. And that's why I prefer them.
Well, that's great. So you started out training them up in the way that they should go.
Yeah.
Yes, which is what the Bible... those are insights the Bible gives us, which is godly wisdom. You know, once you train up a child in the way they should go, they do not depart from that. And they, even if they do, they return.
Yeah.
That's what God promises. Well, I'm glad that worked out for you. And that could be a tip for someone else who maybe not even foster kids, but kids of their own that they can't control.
Have problems with them. Exactly.
Right, because, you know, some houses you go into, you can't get in for the kids' stuff, you
right.
know.
Right, and see, and I can't live like that. But, you know, I did for a couple months until I figured out a plan.
Right.
Toy boxes are good.
Oh, yeah.
They're decorative. You know, you can get them as the, like that, like one toy, like Spider-Man. He still likes Spider-Man. He'll be 10 next week, but he still loves Spider-Man. So his room is decorated with Spider-Man stuff. And then my girls, my oldest girl, who's 9, she likes Barbie. And then my youngest girl likes Paw Patrol. So both my girls have to share a room, but we split it. Paw Patrol on one side, Barbie on the other side. And if you go in their room, it looks nice.
Right.
You know, so, but they all make their beds in the morning when they wake up. They all put their dirty clothes in a dirty clothes basket. And if I bring clean clothes up, take your clean clothes and put them in your drawers. But then you just have to teach them and train them. And it's not going to happen overnight.
Right, right, right.
You got to be patient. The Lord had to work with me with patience.
But you accomplished it.
Yes.
You accomplished that. I know. I've been there and I've seen your home. It's just immaculate, mm-hmm. just like the kids aren't even there.
Right.
Really, I mean, and mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with that, and I know that gives you peace. And not only that, it teaches them how to keep their own homes one yes. day when they get old enough to have their own homes. And not only mm-hmm. that, boundaries.
Yes.
We all need boundaries, you know.
Absolutely.
And appreciate boundaries, mm-hmm. you know. Right. So, and you now you have another little one, right?
Yes. Yes, we have another little one.
How old is he?
We adopted him.
Okay.
And we already changed his last name and everything. Gave him a middle name, changed his last name, and then in 2 weeks we go before the judge to sign off on the papers, but everything's legal.
All right, and how old is he?
Two.
So you guys starting all over again, right?
I'm laughing because people look at us like, two?
Right.
Our oldest is 36 and our youngest is two.
Wow, that's something. That is something. And the ones that you received 4 months, 3 years old, and 4 years old, oh my gosh, how old are they now?
4 months. She'll be 7 in May. The 2-year-old is 9. She'll be 10 in December. She just had a birthday. And then the 3-year-old is be 10 on Saturday.
Okay, so those two are really close. They're siblings as well, right?
Yeah, they're all siblings. And the 10-year-old and 9-year-old are what they call Irish twins.
Okay.
They're only 8 months apart.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Irish twins. And that's a good thing that they are siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Wow. So what advice do you have for people that are interested in foster care and people that may be already in foster care? You've given that one tip. It's how to keep your house clean, praise God, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If they're already in foster care, there's many trainings that we have to get over a 2-year period of time every year. So just keep in those trainings, and they'll teach everything that you need to know. And they also give you an option to say, what is it that we need to train on or teach on that can help you, or what do you think can help you? And the foster care agency that they work with will work on trying to put a program together, find someone who's an expert in that, put a program together that may be able to help them. If they're already in foster care, because they offer a lot of help. And if they're not in foster care, I would say consider it. Pray about it. The kids need you. From babies, toddlers, school-age kids, and teenagers, they need you. They just want someone to care.
Right.
Some of those teenagers, they don't have a home to go to. They just go to these facilities, big old facilities, and that's where they live. Kids don't deserve that.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be awfully hard. But some mm-hmm. of them go all the way through them. Go to school, graduate, and come out and be decent citizens. I mean,
yeah.
The system is just what it is. It is a helper to those who need help, especially those. I saw a movie a couple of weeks ago, I Am Somebody's, and they just leave it like that, I Am Somebody's. Mm. And it's about this girl who was in, her mom had put her in foster care. She didn't want her anymore. She was a young woman. I think she had been molested or whatever, and she had given up her child, and she was just in these homes, and she was just so distraught and couldn't find a place, you know, so she was angry. And she was always fighting other people and stuff. So this one lady just fell in love with her and wanted to adopt her. And the system did all that they could to hinder that because she was a African-American child. And the woman who worked in the system that really fell in love with her and it was helping her through all types of disappointments. They would set up visits with the mother, and the mother didn't want her around her new boyfriend and all that kind of stuff. And the father, he didn't want the mother anymore. He had remarried, and that wasn't working. So no one wanted her own parents did not want to be bothered with her, so they began to have birthday parties for her and showing her how to dress, because now she's a preteen, you know, and how to take care of herself. And the lady just fell in love with her, you know, and but the system stopped her from adopting her. So she went through and decided that, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to change and I'm not going to be angry anymore, but I'm going to get out of this system. And she did that. She wrote a book.
Wow.
The girl did. She wrote a book, and she had to present it in front of different groups and audiences. And one day, that woman who wanted to adopt her showed up. She was searching for that woman with all her heart. Yep, she was searched. She loved her, and she knew that woman loved her, and she knew that she was somebody's something.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And
yes.
She came to one of her seminars and bought the book, and they just embraced each other. But you know what? That woman still adopted her.
Really?
They went to a judge and adopted. And it's a true story. Yeah. It's a true story. So I even that, you know, watching that, like, you see reality.
Mm-hmm.
These kids want to belong.
Yes.
They want to belong, and it's so important, because even I want to belong.
Right.
You know, none of us want to feel like no one wants us, no one cares about us, you know. We're just out here on an island by ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know. But that was so very touching, and I so appreciate you and you and your husband, and I really respect what you're doing and how you're doing it, and the children seem to be so happy. And see, that shows right there that you have the right heart and the right mind in being a foster parent.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, you know, we're examples one to another. That's why I thought it was so important that I have you on my show, so that you could talk about foster care, the ups and the downs and the ins and the outs. And, you know, you've talked about being patient with the children and just have to work with them and take the time with them. It's just...
It does take time.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go into it thinking, now, this is not... a what they call it, a mad dash. This is a marathon, right?
Right.
We're just not going to run around the block and it's over. No, this is a marathon. Is there anything else you would like to share with us in these last few minutes?
I would like to say, as a celebration, that we already have adopted Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
And we have legal custody of our 10-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on the two girls. So when we started foster caring them in 2019, the judge granted the mom to have the kids full custody back in her care. She had them for 8 months, and she called us because they were really going through. They have many brothers and sisters, and they couldn't find their place when they went back home, because they was with us for so long, 4 years. And when they went back for those 8 months, it was hard for them. And so we got them back. But now we just have to jump through the ropes again to have the girls.
Right.
So it just takes a lot of patience, and you just have to wait on the timing of the Lord.
Right, right. So it went beyond foster care.
Oh, yeah. Because we had them when they weren't in foster care. And we had Torian for 2 years, from 2006 before we got legal custody, but it wasn't in foster care. We're just trying to do things without the courts to see what we could get done. But you need legal guidance, you need legal counseling, you need the legal part of it. So
absolutely,
we figured that out.
Right.
We won't do that again.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, you need that no matter what. Mm-hmm. And God's wisdom on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and his timing, yeah. You know, and his leading and guiding. And that is so good, so good, so good. I appreciate anyone who wants to take their time, you know, out of their lives and
yeah.
share it with somebody else. You know, it so brings us to resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, and how the Lord Jesus Christ loved us so much that he gave all he had to give.
He sure did.
You know, to save us, and we're in celebration of that this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us how you incorporated, some people may say religion, into your lives.
Now, before you get into foster care, you take the trainings and everything, and they let you know that if they have a different religion, the parents still have a say-so if you need to take them to, say, you know, the mosque or whatever religion that they are. They have that say-so. But when we first met the mom of our children, she said, no, you can take them to church. She said, I believe in Jesus. So that's how we started.
Okay.
They started Sunday school. Now they're Sunday school experts.
So they're teaching other kids now, huh?
Yep.
Well, that's great.
They're excellent. They love Sunday school. They love work of the school.
That's so wonderful. So
they're all doing wonderful. My son just got student of the month. And he had a nice program and met the mayor, shook the mayor's hand, and it was nice.
I
and they
bet.
All do excellent in school.
Isn't that great?
That's wonderful, and I praise God for it.
Amen. That is great. Such good news. So it's possible. It's possible to be for things like that to be a success, and the children can prosper, and you know, be in good health, even as their souls prosper, which is a promise that the Lord has for each and every one of us. Hi, how are you today? You want to share something with us?
Wow.
Oh, that's so sweet. So sweet. Oh, and I did want to share this with you. I know maybe our audience, you know, have no idea. But Vicki, we used to worship with them. Vicki McGarry.
Yes.
Her dad died last evening.
Oh, my.
Yeah, goodness. So remember her in prayer. And, you know, I think
Definitely.
He was in his 90s.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
a long
I think
time.
He was. Yes, it is. I think he was in his 90s.
That's a blessing.
It is a blessing. And she's had her dad all these years. And, yeah, her son had it on Facebook this morning. So we'll lift them up in prayer.
Okay.
It's a sad time. Because she's never known anything but her dad. I'm serious. She's always had her daddy right there to help her.
Yeah, that's a blessing right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You know, and sometimes it's a hindrance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we can't go on with our lives on our own, but just thank God that.
You have to weigh that out, balance that out, so that don't become the forefront. Having your parents, being with your parents, that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the Bible just says that if you marry, you got to leave your parents behind and cling to your wife or your husband.
Yeah, it does say that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everybody might
for
not agree.
Reason, whether they agree or not, it's Bible.
Right. Of course it is. So just remember them in prayer, and we only have about 2 or 3 more minutes. If you had to do that all over again to become a foster parent, would you do that? Or would you have changed anything about it? Timing.
I do it all over again.
You do it all over again. So it's very rewarding then.
It is. It's our ministry. We minister in the church, you know, but this is our ministry too.
It's a part of it. Amen.
Yep.
Amen. And you have a lot of support from your local church.
Yes. Lots of support.
And that's important as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Well, thank you, Tamika, for spending some time with us and sharing your experience with foster care, and which has led ultimately to adoption. And that is great. That is great. And,
thank you.
So appreciate
and you're welcome.
You. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking time out your busy day, and I know you had the youngest one, and he shared a little bit with us too. So
yeah.
It was good to hear his voice, of course. But that's life.
Mm-hmm.
And sharing your life with others is very rewarding. It just has to be. It just has to be.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing it in the right mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right intentions. You know, that is to help and to love. Wow. Just like our Lord and Savior did for us.
Yes.
All righty, then. You have a blessed day, and
you
hopefully
too.
We'll talk with you again soon. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Uh-huh.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I hope she said something to help someone out there. Maybe thinking about foster care. Maybe you are in foster care. You know, to help encourage people that to have a successful story, it's possible. You know, if you have the right mind and the right intentions, you know, of helping and loving and caring for these children that needs someone to care for them. You know, she even talked about boundaries that she has set forth. But thank you for listening to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. And I so pray you have a blessed weekend. And happy Easter or happy Resurrection Sunday to each and every one of you. And remember the Lord Jesus Christ who gave his all for each and every one of us. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.